Raise Jelly Roll, Heart of Stone, 613, and number one for New Country. It's 102.7 KORD. You got Rick, you got Patty. Good morning. Welcome to it. Happy Tuesday to you. Right now, 56 degrees, clear skies. Looking up at the stars this morning.
Isn't it nice?
It was pretty cool. Yeah. I saw Orion's belt, and I was looking up in the sky like, man, this looks amazing out there. So right now, 56 degrees. Going to be another cooler day for us, too, 75.
So I don't mind it.
We're getting
it's very nice.
Yeah, we're coming to the end of summer, getting ready for fall, and you can definitely see that with the temperature. So today's temperature, about 75. All right, let's get the day started. We're going to work on some Facebook fun for you, other people's problems coming up, Nashville news, and tell you how you can get $1,000 coming up in just a little bit.
Gotta love cash. Cash is king.
I love it. And on some of these Thursdays with Mood of the Cash Cow, a chance up to $10,000. So it's all about getting you some money today as well. So also Eric Church tickets, Cole Swindell. Tell you more about that coming up too. Let's get your day started. Grab that Red Bull. Grab that coffee. Let's get going. You got Rick and Patty. 102.7 KORD.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD. Make sure you have our free app for concert news, contests, and your favorite country everywhere you go.
In the morning. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Appreciate you listening. Another great reason to download the KORD mobile app, because we're going to give you a chance at $1,000 at 8:20 this morning. Ooh. So very first code drop, and it's 10 times a day. And it's if you've got the KORD mobile app, a lot of people ask us, hey, where do you put the code in? Well, if you open up the cord app, right there in the middle of that app, it's going to say, you know, listen live.
Yep.
The weather's up there for you. Tickets are up there for you. And right at the little corner, it's going to say win cash. Go in there, and then you have to scroll down a little bit.
That's right.
To the date and time to put the code in. So good luck with that. We did have a couple snafus last week with people had to keep getting registered. I think they fixed it. Yeah. So I think they fixed
it. I hope
For $1,000, I'll do some hoops. Do some hoops for $1,000. All right, Facebook, fun to get the day started. Man, this is going to start it. And I know Patty's got both of these, so I'm curious what she's going to say about it today. Which makes better pets, cats or dogs?
I like them both. They're each their own. So Peaches this morning, you know, she has to eat treats out of your hand. You can't just put them down or they'll sit there all day long.
Okay.
So she wants to be hand fed. DJ, that guy is crazy. He's like your Bodhi dog.
Yeah, he's just insane. Know? Just insane.
Oh, he's playing ball I'm trying to get ready. He brings me the ball. No less than 20 times a morning.
Right. Yeah, he loves it. So I think there's pluses and negatives to both. For me, it's like I always get sad when I see lost pets because dogs are notorious for getting out. So, yeah, we used to have some runners back in the day. Now they're all old, and for the most part, they stay around the place.
Yeah, I know. But they used to dig out. Remember Megan?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Rick.
She'd call me and go, dogs are out because they've dug out, and we have three, and so they're out. Well, who knows where they're at? So the cat, you know, a cat's going to sit around if they're an indoor cat, you know. The nice thing about indoor cats is you can go away for a day or two.
Yeah, they're still there. They're good. They got a litter box there, right?
Right. Yeah, that's right. Where the dog's got to go to the B&B or whatever, he's got to go to the dog sitter. So, all right, let's have some fun with you. Curious what, and most people are usually.
I love them both.
I love them both, and most people are usually cat or dog people. Like, it's kind of interesting.
I'm both.
All right, so which makes a better pet, cats or dogs? We're curious what you guys think. Chime in. Let us know. Rick and Patty, KORD. That's our Facebook fun.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
You like TK, songs like that.
Yeah.
Throwback Thursday, always good
That's
for
right.
you. App chat us away if you want to hear something for Throwback Thursday. I'd love to play it for you. All right, let's do some Nashville news this morning.
Lainey Wilson is set to host the 2025 CMA Awards. This will be her second year doing so. Last year, she hosted with Luke Bryan and Peyton Manning. Billed as country music's big night, the CMA Awards going to be airing live from Nashville. Bridgestone Arena on Wednesday, November 19th, beginning at 8 Eastern. The show is going to be available to stream the following day on Hulu. Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman have reportedly separated. Source revealed to TMZ that the couple has been living apart since the beginning of summer. Keith reportedly moved into his own place in Nashville, while Nicole has been holding the family together through this difficult time. The pair married in June of 2006. They share two daughters, Sunday Rose and Faith Margaret. As we are now entering the fourth quarter of 2025, there are some more artists that are establishing their tours for 2026. One being Mr. Chris Jansen. He announced his plans, revealing the first dates of his Wild Horses Untamed tour. That check is going to kick off Friday in Laramie, Wyoming. The dates will extend into next year, with the final show happening February 28th in Rhode Island. He's going to be in Seattle on November 15th. Just so you know, tickets are on sale through Chris Jansen's website, where you can also get information on all the tour dates and cities. Finally, Tim McGraw talking about why he shaved his head.
I just decided to do it. You know, I just was, it was hot this summer.
Yeah, get rid of it.
And I just decided to do it, and then my wife loved it.
Yeah.
So she did, when she, my wife loves something, I'm going to keep it. Yeah, I'm going to keep it. Yeah.
All right.
What do you think? I'm calling BS on that.
We have our suspicions about that because, yes, having
met, it was so hot this summer, Tim.
Exactly. Yeah. And I'm not going to, you know, point fingers, but I think that hair's been going for a while, Tim. Not telling you what's happening there. I'm just saying. I think it's been going for a while.
I think there's a reason why people wear ball caps and,
how many times we went to an employee party and went, what? That person's bald? Because we only see them with a ball cap.
Right.
Or I'm like, yep. I was shocked to find coworkers that are losing their hair.
I know. Just saying. Those are your trending headlines.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD. Make sure you have our free app for concert news, contests, and your favorite country everywhere you go.
KORD, Rick and Patty, good morning. 6:48, another edition of Other People's Problems coming up a little bit after 7 o'clock for you.
Okay.
Well, if you got the KORD mobile app, you know we always got great articles up there that you can check out. And this one piqued my interest. It was by you, Patty, yesterday.
Which one?
So here's the guy.
He's talking about the 108 miles per hour in a 60 zone.
But here's the deal. So no tabs, no insurance, and no license.
Yeah.
Now, in the days, back when I was a poor disc jockey, I will admit it on the radio, I had no insurance back in the day. So guess how I drove? Very cautiously.
Right? Yeah. Why would you call attention to yourself?
Right, thank you. This story.
Well, I'm like, well, what's the hurry? Where are you going? $1,800 fine?
Of course.
That's it? I mean.
I know.
I don't know. I thought for some reason.
Throw the book at the person. That's just dangerous. It's just absolutely dangerous. And obviously, if you have no license, no registration, and
no
tabs.
Well, there's got to be more to it. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, there must be
something. I'm surprised the car wasn't stolen. That's the on top of everything. I was surprised, but it's amazing that back in the day when I was trying to circumvent the law when I was poor,
don't call attention to yourself.
I did not.
Let's go 108.
And I look back, and I would never ever ever do it again. Just so you know, I'm telling people out there, don't ever ever do it again. But I got away with it for quite a few years. Looking back, I'm like, man, today I would never do it.
Absolutely not. I mean, become a pilot if you have the need for speed.
Yeah,
I mean, really?
Go. So the article's posted for you. Very interesting. Also, it might surprise you, out of our 47 presidents, only a few have ever been to the Tri-Cities. So John F. Kennedy, Hanford, a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Richard Nixon, there, a big deal with Hanford again. And then George W. Bush had come to the Ice Harbor Dam when they did a thing over there. When they were trying to save the salmon and the dams and all that.
Sure.
So only three. Yeah. When you think about it, of the 47.
Yeah.
So mainly when they, you know, when they're campaigning, they hit Seattle.
Right. Yep.
They hit Spokane, but they don't hit the Tri-City. So I had put in my article, I said, you know what? The fishing's great here. So if the presidents knew more about the fishing, or even President Trump loves to golf. Hello. We got so many great golf courses here, Trump. So we need some presidential visits here. That's all I'm saying. So check out those articles and more. Got to post it for you. I know you're laughing.
I'm shocked
that there's only been three. Only been three. Get more details about it now on the station mobile app.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
Number one for New Country. It's 102.7 KORD. A chance at $1,000 on the way with Moodle of the Cash Cow. First code drop this morning at 8:20. And we'd love to get you $1,000. Think about what you'd do if you had $1,000. So that's on the way here.
Right on.
Yeah, 10 times a day we give you a chance. So definitely get ready to download the KORD mobile app. You want to do a little shout out real quick?
We got to say hey to Patty listening in Minnesota. Her normal station is in Bemidji. She's having a difficult time with her Alexa.
Okay.
But she can get in cord. K-O-R-D.
I like it. Then you can do that with Alexa and Siri and all that. Just say, hey, play 102.7 K-O-R-D. And it does. So, yeah, shout out to you, and thanks for listening this morning.
I was looking at her state. Paul Bunyan. Like, oh, yeah. Paul, everything in Minnesota. Oh, yeah.
And Blue the Ox.
That's right, Babe. Yeah. Babe the Blue Ox.
The Blue Ox for you there. All right, another edition of Other People's Problems this morning brought to you by Cliff Septic, number one in the number two business. Olivia's got a situation. What's going on with Olivia here?
Rick and Patty, I am really upset with my husband over the birthday gift he gave me. He bought me a gift certificate for an extreme makeover package at a spa here in Tri-Cities. I can't help but feel like it's insulting. It's like he's trying to tell me I'm not attractive anymore and I need a makeover. Well, my girlfriends at work keep saying I'm overreacting. They tell me it's actually a sweet gift, a chance to pamper myself, enjoy a spa day, especially with how stressful life here in Tri-Cities can be sometimes between work, kids, and traffic on Gage. But I just don't see it that way. I'm hurt. And I can't shake the thought that my husband was trying to send me a message. Am I wrong for feeling this way, or should I just be grateful and book the massage, facial, or mani-pedi? Olivia in...
Yeah, book the massage. I mean, book it. You are overthinking this from a male standpoint. From my standpoint as a guy, you're overthinking this. You know, my wife, it's funny. My wife will give me a list for Christmas or her birthday or anniversary. And guess what she gets?
A massage?
No, she gets exactly what's
on that list.
Okay. You know, and then I will throw in a surprise. I'll try to throw in a surprise gift, you know. And she's like, she goes, oh, sometimes it gets so boring because if I ask for it, you get it. Why would you not want to be married to somebody who gets you exactly what you ask for?
I don't see this as... This is a day to relax and pamper yourself. Yeah, I don't see... I mean, maybe if he got you... I don't know, a gym membership or something.
Maybe
or
if
a
he
treadmill.
Got you a razor, or, you know. I mean, I'm thinking like, okay, maybe he got you some shaving cream and a razor and, you know, stuff like that. Maybe that might be, you know, or some different things. But even if your husband's getting you deodorant or different things like that. So, like my wife likes this deodorant that's natural from a company called Fox Company or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. You have to go online and get it. So she likes different things like that. So I don't think she's ever insulted when she, you know, says, hey, I want some of that, my favorite deodorant or whatever.
I almost feel like you might be insulted if he got you perfume.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
To me, that's a great gift.
Yeah, I think you're overthinking, Olivia. I think it's a sweet gift. What do you think, Patty?
I do, too. I don't know.
He sounds like a good guy.
It sounds like a great guy.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
You can re-gift it to me. I'll go.
Yeah, Jeff just gets her, you know, bath. What does he get you? A bath car?
I got a bath mat one year.
A bath mat.
And I got socks.
And a candle. You know, that's about it.
I don't mind the candle, though. I'm good with that.
But a
bath mat, you can, really?
Yeah. If
I got a wok one year, too. Like a wok, yeah, like a
Chinese,
cooking.
Yeah, eat Chinese food, right? So, yeah, I think Patty would be, if Jeff got her a princess package at a spa.
I would know what to do with myself.
She would not know what to do with herself. It would be the shocker of a lifetime.
Rick, I'd call you right away. Rick, guess what?
Guess what? Jeff got me out of nowhere. All right.
He would get me like a toy for DJ.
I know. Yeah.
Here you go. I got you something.
Yeah, he's the kind of guy
thanks,
that's
going
to get him set. Hey, I got us a ladder.
You know what he's doing this week? He's celebrating our anniversary with his parents.
In Vegas, right. He's away.
What am I doing?
you're leaving. Yeah. All right, Olivia, we'll do our best to solve this for you. 547-KORD. I'm Chad. That's what you do in the situation. We want to know. We're going to share your comments on the way. It's other people's problems. You got Rick and Patty.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
Tyler Hubbard backed in right now at 7:25. Number one for New Country. It's 102.7 KORD. You got Rick, you got Patty. Good morning. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. The station giving you a chance at $1,000 on the way at 8:20 this morning. I know. Think about what you could do.
I know it.
Some Thursdays we're doing up to $10,000 with Moodle the Cash Cow and the first code dropping this morning at 8:20. So off microphone, we were talking earlier, if you didn't know it, today is National Chewing Gum Day, and we were talking about our favorite chewing gum, and I did make the comment to you, Patty, that I like Juicy Fruit, even though it lasts like 2 seconds.
I know.
Two chomps and you're done. So that's
Do you remember Double Bubble?
Double Bubble.
Yeah.
Hubba Bubba and, yeah, any of that was
Bubblicious.
Fun. Bubblicious.
That was some good gum. That was I like grape.
Yeah. Not good for you, but it was, we loved it as kids. We loved it for kids. Yeah. Now, as a kid, did you like it when it came in the baseball gum, the shredded gum at all? Did you like any of that?
Not really. I remember Bazooka.
Yeah.
Because it had the comics. Oh, yeah. That stuff was hard.
It was hard candy, yeah.
With sugar.
That's a Halloween staple, too, for you. Favorite brand? You said Spearmint. I like Spearmint, too.
I got five. Yeah, five gum.
I think it's
Spearmint.
I think it's a sugar-free gum too. But there's winter mint, there's spearmint, there's cinnamon.
I'm a fan of extra. Hey, remember Big Red?
Oh yeah, that's the cinnamon one. Big Red.
My mom she used to chew Double Mint.
Double Mint.
Remember the twins?
Yeah. I've talked a lot about this. In my high school, for some reason, we had so many twins. We were unusually of a class of 200, and there was probably 4 to 5 to 6 set of twins.
Wow.
No, they're in our school where we grew up. So there's the Shoey girls with the Double Mint twins because it's Kathy and Jody. And every time I see them, anytime they post on Facebook, I'm like, the Double Mint girls. So I get it.
Tammy and Tanya.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, everybody's got twins they remember in school. So I thought we'd have a little fun with you. Of course, chewing gum, getting in the hair, getting everywhere.
Don't swallow it.
Yeah, that's what we were told as a kid. I was going to bring that
It'll
up.
It'll take 7 years to digest.
Yes, thank you. Yes. So we're going to talk about some horror stories here about chewing gum and the things that happen when you got chewing gum. It's kind of interesting, like walking down the street if you get chewing gum on your shoes or anything like
that. I'm just thinking, can you believe I've never been to the gum wall?
Yeah,
you remember?
Hello. I challenge you to go lick it. I challenge you to go. You've not been to the gum wall?
I've not.
And the craziness is they've cleaned that and it comes right back. Mm. So people, like, they will go through and clean it and be done with it. And then
we're still there sticking our gum.
Yeah, within months, it's back to where it was. So we'll take some calls, have some fun with you there on Chewing Gum Day. It's Rick and Patty, KORD.
Listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD. Make sure you have our free app for concert news, contests, and your favorite country everywhere you go.
Commute, you got Rick, you got Patty, 56 degrees, sunshine for Tri-Cities, 75 for the high today. Going to be another gorgeous day for us. So we've been talking the fact that today is fun. We're having a lot of fun with you guys. National Chewing Gum Day. And we were talking about some of our favorite brands and varieties and horror stories. Ange tossed one out to us. Freshen Up Gum. Remember, that's the one.
It had a liquid center.
Yeah.
Was really cool.
And she just sent me a photo, and there's like a button. So there's like cinnamon, and then there's like you said, the spearmint, all of that. And I thought, Freshen Up. That was a good one. So we've been taking your calls, 547-KORD, and some of your chewing gum horror stories. Now, Patty from, where's Patty from? Patty
Minnesota.
Minnesota called in. Thank you, Patty. And tell us why you don't like chewing gum.
So first of all, I had a mother who chews gum and loves it, but she chews very loudly. So that was one. The second, as a child, I got it in my hair way too many times and stepped on it.
Oh.
It's annoying. But the biggest reason I don't like chewing gum is it hurts your jaw, well, and you can't talk as much. And anything that interferes with my talking is a problem.
Okay.
Thank you, Patty.
Gotcha.
I love it. Exactly. And we were talking about chomping like a cow. You know, like that's a big thing, or with your mouth.
Some people are loud chewers.
And then you were talking about snapping. Yeah.
My mom would snap her gum.
Yeah.
The Double Mint. And I have to say, too, my mom never shared. She would never say, hey, you want a stick? No. It was hers.
It's her gum. Know? It's like that's like her little hidden chocolate bar thing that she had. Remember you told me?
She'd have a huge Hershey chocolate bar underneath her chair.
Yeah. Never shared it.
Never. Never. Oh, there was heck to pay if you found it. You know what I mean? Geez. And got into it.
Oh, jeez. Oh, yeah. Nope. You're like, where's my candy bar? So we're having a good time with you. More calls on the way. National Chewing Gum Day. Recollections and stories up next, 102.7 KORD.
We love to hear from you. And it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message. Or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
Country, it's 1027 KORD. Rick and Fatty, good morning. 750, 55 degrees, sunshine for you right now. Tri-Cities, 75 for the high today. Going to be another gorgeous day for us as we wind down summer, get ready for fall, and enjoying some of these cooler temperatures. Today is National Chewing Gum Day. Of course, when you were in school, we were never allowed to have chewing gum.
We were not supposed to be chewing gum.
Yeah, that was like, if you got it, that was pretty much...
Spit it out, mister. Spit it out.
Now I'm sure they're way more concerned with smartphones and stuff like that. But back in our day, it really was the chewing gum that you got in trouble for because nobody had a phone and nobody had Starbucks in class. I mean,
I remember too. It was a big deal. Just to we couldn't have pens either. We had to have pencils.
Oh yeah, number two.
I mean, I remember that. Right? Yeah. Number two, pencil.
It was different things that you were told that you had to have. But I look at all what all the kids have today. When they walk into school, they've got laptops. They got their Starbucks. They got their smartphone. Chomping on some gum. No, it's like, what?
It's a whole different age.
It's a whole different, right? Yeah, whole different age, guys.
I didn't have Starbucks till I was an adult.
Yeah, we didn't have any of that. Didn't have any of that stuff. All right, so taking your calls. This is good. 547-KORD, 547-5673. Horror story about gum. What do you got for us?
My daughter had gum stuck in her hair, and we just chopped it all off.
Oh.
She went to sleep with bubble gum in her hair.
Oh, geez.
She woke up, it was all over her hair. It wasn't in just one random spot. She, I guess, had rolled and whatever. It was, like, all matted in the back of her hair.
Mm-mm.
I tried getting it out. You know, people say use peanut butter, use ice, use this, use that. Was not, no, not working. I swear she had a whole pack of gum in her mouth.
Wow.
That gum was everywhere. So we just shaved her bald. She was in second grade, and she had to go to school bald. But there was no way of getting it out.
Yeah.
Like, it was not happening.
It wasn't happening. So, you do bring up a good question about the whole pack of gum. So, I usually need two sticks of gum. I don't usually, if I do have gum, which is a rarity.
You have to have two?
I have to have two because I don't think there's enough flavor for me. Like, there's not enough flavor in that spearmint or whatever.
No, I'm good with one stick.
Yeah?
I'm good.
That's why I missed the Hubba Bubba, because the Hubba Bubba was enough.
That's too much.
Bubblicious and Hubba Bubba was enough. And so if I'm doing stick gum, I need at least two.
What about the rope gum?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Boy, you're jogging my memory.
Man, they used to, and there was grape and apple.
Oh, yeah. Those are good. Jeez.
Man, you can take this to a whole nother level.
I know.
Remember
stuff
Laffy Taffy?
Oh, Laffy Taffy. Stuff you get at the ballpark. You get that gum at the ballpark. All right, enjoying this National Chewing Gum Day. Horror stories, more of your calls on the way. You got Rick and Patty.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for new country, 1027 KORD. Make sure you have our free app for concert news, contests, and your favorite country everywhere you go.
Boy, haven't heard that in a while. It's 808. You got Rick. You got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Appreciate you listening to KORD. 57 degrees and sunshine. And yes, $1,000 coming up here. We're just about 10 minutes away from a chance at $1,000. Thanks to Moolah the Cash Cow, Patty.
I know, Rick.
10 times a day. We kick it off this morning at 8:20. Then all day long, Justin the Job gives you a chance. Buddy Logan gives you a chance. And we want to get you $1,000. And
I want $10,000.
I know. That's around the corner.
How about that?
Yeah, Thursdays will be $10,000. So if you want to win that cash, make sure you download the KORD mobile app so you can play along and get a chance at the $1,000. National Chewing Gum Day, having fun with your horror stories. And we got an app chat about, what was this, Thrills?
It's Thrills, and it's known for its soap flavor. This is from Arian in Pasco. She says, we had a in Canada, we had a gum called Thrills that tasted like soap.
Nasty.
And I've Googled it.
Yeah, and did you find it?
It's a Canadian brand of chewing gum.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What varieties?
It just says rose water. It mostly owes its flavor to rose water.
Oh, wow. Wow.
It's produced by the Opeachy Company in London, Ontario, Canada.
All right. Gonna have to jump on Amazon and get some of this to just try some of this soap gum. So we're taking your calls, 547-KORD. And Cola, I know you always have a good story for us.
I have a gum horror story. Okay, well, it didn't happen to me. It happened to someone else. Okay, so I was on the transit bus. I was sitting behind a couple girls, and we were sitting the seat that's right by the back doors. You know how there's two doors on the transit bus?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And soon as they went to get off, I had thrown my gum, what I thought was out the door, but it bounced off the window. I missed and it landed in the girl's hair. And I covered my mouth and I was like, oh my God. And I wanted to tell them, but I tried so hard not to laugh because she had no idea.
Yeah.
And then she felt something as she was getting off the bus. And then, like, it was just too late. It was stuck. I felt so bad, but I was like, how am I going to be like, hey, I just put gum in your hair on accident, you know?
That, yes, to me, if I had done something, I'm with you, Cole. If I had done something like that, I'd just keep walking. Up. Nope, I don't know. I don't know how that happened.
I don't know what happened.
Oh, my gosh. Great. You guys give us the best stories. So more of those stories on the way at 547-KORD. You know, Patty's looking amazing. Close to 50 pounds lost thanks to our friends at Tri-Cities Weight Loss. I've lost 20 pounds. And
are you keeping it off, Rick?
You know what?
You know the secret.
You really do. Once you get into, you go down the list of food. They give you the list of food. You follow it. And the best part, you're not counting points. You're not counting calories. No exercises. No prepackaged meals. No surgery. No drugs. None of that. No injections. You just follow the list. And if you are true to the list, as Ashley always reminds you,
the weight will come off.
That's right. And they know when you're not true to the list, because it will like, did you, gain a couple pounds? What did you have? Oh, I did blank. Okay.
But you lose inches as well.
You do. And you get back. And the nice thing about it is you get back on the horse again.
What did I tell you this morning when I came in?
Yeah.
Look at me, Rick. I got my California jeans on.
You're looking good. And you're going to a reunion here in a couple days.
I am going to a reunion, and some motivation.
Isn't the best to show up and you're going to be 50 pounds lighter? That's going to be they're all going to be going, whoa, Miss Patty in the house.
I'll take it.
So you got to call them. Tri-Cities Weight Loss. They're there for you, right, Patty?
Yep. It's 509-410-0670.
That's right. Or you can check them out at the website, tricitiesweightloss.com. It's a free consultation. When you call Ashley, just let her know that Rick and Patty sent you.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning, a number one for new country, 1027 KORD. Make sure you have our free app for concert news, contests, and your favorite country everywhere you go.
Mobile app, another code coming your way about 9:20. But right now, you can work on that code 373 right now for $1,000. All right, Olivia's got a situation, and we thought this was kind of a sweet gesture from her husband, but people are talking about it.
She's upset. She says he got her a gift certificate to... for an extreme makeover package at a spa here in the Tri, and I feel like it's insulting. It's like he's trying to tell me I'm not attractive anymore and need a makeover. All my friends are telling me, you're overreacting. It's a sweet gift. I don't see it that way. I'm hurt, and I can't shake the thought that my husband is just trying to send me a message. Am I wrong? Should I be grateful or just book the massage, facial, and mani-pedi? Olivia in Richland.
A lot of people are chiming in on this, and let's get it started, Patty. What are they saying?
Totally understand your perspective. However, this is something you should discuss with your husband. Instead of being ungrateful and defensive, ask him what the reasoning is behind the gift. It's very likely he's seen how stressed you are and purchased this to encourage you to take a self-care day.
I like what Adam says. If he paid for a really nice tune-up on your car, would you think he did it to say you suck at car maintenance or be grateful? Most women would love an extreme makeover package. Does this come with plastic surgery, liposuction, something else that really changes you as a person? Or that would be or could be insulting. If it was this extreme, I could see being insulted. Otherwise, enjoy the day. Pampering, get dolled up, get a sitter, have the kids go out and have fun with him for the night, and have a good time. That's from Adam.
Shannon agrees. She says, don't let your insecurities about yourself overlook the thoughtfulness of the gift. I wouldn't spend money on something like that for myself, but I'd love it if it was a gift of self-care.
Yeah, I like what Andy says. Totally understand your perspective. However, there's something you should discuss with your husband instead of being ungrateful and defensive. Ask him what the reasoning behind the gift was. It's very like he's been stressed and you are, see how stressed you are and purchase this to encourage you to take a self-care day. I'm not into the makeover stuff, but would absolutely appreciate a gift like this and not assume my husband had an ulterior motive. And that's from Andy.
One of the best gifts my husband gives me. I get pampered, relaxation, and time to be myself. Be grateful. That's from Beth.
Yeah, Derek, great. You're the reason men hesitate when buying gifts. Yeah, because if you're going to overthink it there.
Christy says, where do I go for that service? Vicky says, wow, you are way overreacting. That's an amazing gift and something my husband has gifted me in the past. Still one of my favorite gifts ever.
Yeah, Katie says, wish my ex would have done something like that for my birthdays. That's Katie, see?
Yeah, let's see. Yeah, you're overreacting. That's from Jessica. You're upset because you got you a mani-pedi and a massage and a facial? Even if it was an extreme makeover with clothes and makeup, I think you're taking it the wrong way. Yeah. You seem very ungrateful. That's from Marine.
There you go. So a lot of people are, they're saying, it's not what you think it is.
Okay, Michelle, seriously, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, take it. I like that. A lot of people don't realize how good they've got it. When they're like, I like when we read comments like, my ex didn't never do anything for me like this. So enjoy it. With my wife, if she said she wants a makeover, one year I got her at Z Salon, if you're curious, because I know one of the questions was, where do you go for a good makeover? Yeah. And Z Salon, which is over there in Kennewick, up on 395, I got a certificate for my wife 1 year for that. So just there's places.
Very nice.
There's places around town.
Oh, yeah.
Different things. Thank you for jogging my memory, Olivia. Maybe that's what she's going to get for Christmas this year. I don't know.
Sounds good.
I know. So you got a good man. You got a good husband.
I think so.
Enjoy the makeover. Enjoy it. And like you said, kick the kids.
Don't be so ungrateful.
I know. Kick the kids out. Kick the hubby out. Enjoy your day and enjoy. What would you do in the situation? We want to know. You can still chime in on Facebook or you can app chat us. It's Other People's Problems. You got Rick and Patty.
We love to hear from you. And it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message. Or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.